All right, so here is to module two. Module two, I found to be specifically interesting because I feel like it carried a theme of, for one, self-accountability and two, effective communication. So one of these slides that really stuck out to me was effective communication with your professor. So I mean, as millennials, I feel like we are very comfortable with the way we maybe speak to one another, or just because of how the internet is nowadays and social media, everything, it's just so laxed and informal. So I feel like oftentimes now in college, we forget that we still need to keep a level of respect and professionalism. So one of the professors that spoke on the videos, I recognized him immediately, Dr. Stolfus, had him for chemistry. But he talked about proper like etiquette with your professors, and it had a little screenshot about how you should be talking with your professors, what you should say, what's formal, what's informal. Because if we think about it, no matter how cool your professor is, when it gets down to it, and we're not freshmen anymore, we're probably out of that immature state of mind. We get closer to graduation, we're like, oh shoot, like we have to apply for graduate school, I gotta figure out what I wanna do. Oftentimes you're gonna come back and, maybe contact some of these professors, and no matter how cool they seem or lax they may be in person or in lecture, they might really appreciate that extra step of, being cordial, being professional, being punctual, in communication. So what happens, you graduate, you come back, you ask that professor for a recommendation. They remember like, oh, well, you were that student who, just said LOL in a message, or, didn't really take our communication as formal. So I think that's super important. So even just, introducing yourself as a student, maybe when you first start the class or something like that. Going on to a way of how to hold yourself accountable, you should just always do a self-check. You know what I mean? When you email a professor or a coworker or maybe a boss, you should always just make sure that you're formal, and you are reaching out to them in a way that you would like to be reached out to in a formal setting. Moving on and applying that into a group perspective and collaborating. Even though it's a group project, you have very, different personalities, views, etc., I still think that there should be also senses of formality. So maybe if someone isn't doing their part, you want to always make sure that you have an effective way of communicating, because if something gets said the wrong way or perceived differently, maybe it be in text or whatever, that could really be taken to heart and taken the wrong way. So I just feel like always giving that person the benefit of the doubt, or charitable assumption. So, maybe you want to figure out what's going on or get to the root of the problem. And at all costs, you can maybe get a professor involved or team collaborator or whatever it may be to kind of get to the bottom of the issue that you're experiencing. With that being said, I really appreciated the slides that were geared towards zoning in on those topics and really bringing awareness to formality and professionalism in an educational setting, because I definitely think that's important and can be useful in the professional world and beyond in your adult life.